All right, it's rolling. Somebody kick this thing off.
You're the host.
Boom! Kicked you, bitch.
We don't have outro music?
No, we don't. What?
Yeah, we can kick that in later. Whenever you feel like it's a good time to get it out of here, go ahead and do that.
Okay.
So, yeah, so 3, 2, all right. The Pub Show. Pub Show. What's up, what's up, what's up? Who we got in the house? Who are you guys this time? You change your name this time? Problem is.
Where's your cheddar?
Right.
DC wants to know where your cheddar's at.
This is DC. We got the dude over here. Are you back to the dude, right?
I'm just going to be Mr. today.
Mr.? That's cool.
You can call me Mr.
Mr. That's all right. I'm tired of you guys changing names, man. If you're going to be a new character.
I've never changed names.
I don't know what you were talking about.
I've only done that once.
Dude, on the way over here, he was talking about changing names.
Like, people are psychic. Like, oh, you're only changing your name.
We talked about it.
Talk about taking a shit. You don't see me shit on your couch, dude.
Better not. Like, no, no. Actually, it's a roomie, so you can do what you want.
This is season 2, episode 3 of the Pub Show. Third episode.
Almost the end of the year.
All year.
Are we going to just go ahead and call this season 3?
Right, yeah. So, this is going to be the kickoff episode of season 3.
Season
3,
2
yeah.
had one, two
no,
shows.
It's right. The found episode. We found.
Right, okay. Exactly. Where was it? It's in the couch.
Yeah.
Found 50 you know, cents.
It's really in the cushions with the pizza.
How you guys doing, man?
Well, I'm doing all right. I really hate this freaking pre-winter weather, though. It's been wet and rainy, and it's really horrible.
What Froman and I were talking about earlier is that, you know, it kind of jumped from summer.
There was no break-in period.
No transition.
Yeah. October 1st came along, and bam.
Yeah, it was just
cold
freezing.
Wet.
It was, exactly, October 1st.
No,
it was like
I know.
We are full into fall. Not even fall. Yeah. It's like, it's pretty cold. Right
usually
now.
Fall, you got some 50-degree sunny days. Mm-hmm. You can go out, roll around the leaves.
Exactly. Yeah, there's none of that. Everything's wet and cold and nasty. And dry. It just dried out all of a sudden, too.
He just said it was
that
wet.
That didn't make any sense.
No, I'm just saying.
It's wet and dry.
Yeah. It's, well, I mean, I've had those ideas
You mean
before.
The summer weather dried up?
That's just how my mind works. Did I ever tell you guys about my idea?
No.
All right. You guys know what X-Lax is, right?
Yeah. No.
And then you got like,
nice.
Then you got, I mean, X-Lax is, you know, keeps things moving. And then you got Imodium AD. To help stop that up when you got, you know, the diarrhea problem. I thought, why don't we employ someone to, you know, find out which one works the best, you know, take some X-Lax and take some Imodium AD and and let them battle it out and see who wins, you know?
That sounds
you got
awful.
Kids.
What does that have to do with anything? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about give it to somebody and send them into like,
that's exactly.
That has like jury duty. And now that's a true test. Like, you know, you might be able to hold it in that instance. I'm just saying.
You want to get a jury duty, bro?
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
You got to be a guinea pig, bitch.
Right. So, I don't know. It's just an idea. But that's where I came from with the wet and dry situation.
It sounds like a feminine hygiene product. What is it? Wet and dry.
Wet and dry. Right.
Sometimes you're too wet, and sometimes you're too dry. Wet and dry keeps you just right.
Right.
Can I poo on you?
No, Tyrone, you can't.
So Tyrone, we're sitting around. We each have a little bit of a beverage, not going crazy. You know, we're trying to abide.
Just chilling.
The dude abides, correct?
I'm going to have to take a break here and go fill this up.
Right.
Uh-oh. Yeah, and this is about empty, too. This beer. They're doing the liquor thing. I'm drinking this beer.
We stopped off at a local establishment. Called around, actually. On the way
to find the cheapest liquor?
No.
Yeah. He calls up and we're in the car and I had no expectations of trying to do any part of the show without, you know, without the dude or Mr. or whoever the fuck you are.
Right.
Hanging out with us. And so we were thinking, oh, well, let's just find somewhere to find Wi-Fi and we can start looking up some notes and, you know, stuff
prep
for the show.
For the show.
Yep. He calls this place up that he wanted to go. He's like, hey, would you mind if we did a live audio podcast at your establishment this evening? And she's like, hold on, I got to ask my manager.
Well, of course.
Well, right, but it's like he's making this big deal out of it. And I just imagine like him and I just walking in there with like one mic stand, two mics, sitting in the corner of some busy bar, like, hey man,
let's look up some data and make fun of it.
Well, the funniest thing was that the girl says she has to ask her manager.
So it was a bar you'd called?
Yeah, it's right up the road here, right by the lake.
Okay.
Right. I'm not saying their name because there, she was like, oh, I don't, you can't.
Because we don't advertise for free, Mother Knuckers.
Right, right. That's exactly it. Mother Knuckers. I like that. So the funniest thing, though, is that she puts me on hold and says she has to talk to her manager, and I'm expecting her to come back with the answer. And I'm talking to Abe at the time and waiting for her to come back on the phone, and then somebody picks it up, like you know how it'll like ring back or whatever, and some, you know, as a courtesy, they're gonna pick up the phone, and so they were like, oh, hi, can I help you? And I'm,
you
like,
you been helped yet?
Yeah. And I'm like, you know, just waiting for somebody to talk to a manager about a question I had. And she's like, oh yeah, I'm a manager. And I was totally off guard because she was the manager.
She didn't sound like a manager.
Yeah,
so a little young. What?
She was 22.
You don't think someone that's young can be a manager?
Right. No, it was more just the way she answered the phone. Like,
oh, I'm very unprofessional.
This is Denise, I'm the manager of the establishment, you know, like,
oh, she sounded like a man.
No, I'm just, that's how I would answer the phone if I was a manager. Okay. Like, you got to own them right off the bat.
Oh, yeah.
What do you, what exactly do you manage? You're not managing the phone.
Just look at Abe, finishes drinking, trying to talk across the room.
Right.
When a waitress goes to get the manager, the manager should pick it up professionally.
Yeah.
Like, who this?
Who that?
Who that?
Who that?
Who that?
So it... Needless to say,
he just tried to fart in the microphone and couldn't do it.
Needless to say, we didn't end up going there, but it worked out. We went to Jimmy's, which I can say Jimmy's. Jimmy's is a good place.
The Shloom Lipo.
What?
Well, remember
old school?
Yeah, season one, dude.
Don't worry about it.
It's so far ago. Don't even remember what's going on. So this is season two. Still, it's only the third episode. It's been a little slow year.
Yeah, we've been doing other stuff too.
It's not been so much.
DC's
about...
been making motherfucking babies,
right?
Oh, babies! Congratulations!
I don't know. Oh yeah, man, you got a small ass dick, man.
I don't know how you pulled that off.
I don't feel comfortable with you saying something about babies and.
Everyone knows who you are that cares.
No, I'm just saying the way that you put that together. Saying anyway,
so
sensitive. Yeah, thank you.
A lot has happened since the last show.
Well, what I'm saying though is that we've been spending more time instead of doing the show. We've been doing more of like the videos and some of the pictures and stuff.
Yeah,
you know, a little bit of that kind of stuff. So, what's up, man? What you need?
I thought I forgot my drink in the kitchen.
Yeah, well,
that's happened a couple times.
Better than what you did.
You know what?
Just filled yours up with ice and sat down.
Right. Well, and this is way better than the first show of the season where we spent like 7 hours drinking before we actually got the show going.
Well, it was technical difficulties.
Right.
And the drinking, you know, of course, helped.
Yeah, you gotta get that through. We had a good time though, man. That was fun at the boathouse. Yep, old bombs. Reminisce. So what do we got in store, guys? You got any plans for the show? We just gonna wing it?
I don't think we're just gonna wing it.
That's cool.
Wing it.
No, we got some things though. You know,
we don't have to go into them right now. I was just, this is like, you know, you
took speech class. This is the intro.
This is we're gonna talk about what we're gonna talk about, and then we're gonna talk about it, and then we're gonna review what we talked about.
Then we're gonna play some commercials and
keep
the listeners hooked.
That's what I'm excited. Don't we have an interview with Barack Obama?
We do.
I think so.
I managed to get through security at the White House. Stormed in his office with my laptop and the little Pub Show t-shirt, and I said, Mr. President Obama, will you please let me interview you?
Mr. President, on behalf of the Pub Show, welcome. We had no idea that you were a fan.
Kidding me? I idolize you. You have some good ideas.
Well, thank you. Let's just go ahead and jump right in, shall we?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Well, with everything that's going on right now, what is the top priority of this administration?
Trying to get laid.
Right. Aren't we all? But seriously.
What fucking Eskimo? I don't see you doing any better in the booty department.
Very well. Moving on. Healthcare. How goes the reform?
Shit's getting way too complicated for me.
Well, how candid of you. Moving on to Iraq. Is there a timetable for a withdrawal?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm glad we've got some closure on that issue. Staying within the foreign policy realm, how would you describe the new Russian Prime Minister?
Now you know that guy ain't shit.
Fair enough. How about the French Prime Minister? He seems to have a lot of swerve going on. He's got himself a smoking hot supermodel wife.
Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right?
Nice. And speaking of France, how about that World Cup qualifier versus Ireland?
Bullshit.
Exactly. And as long as we're talking sports, being a Tigers fan, I can't help but ask you, how about them White Sox?
Shut up. Your shit's not so hot anyway.
Ouch, sorry there. Just, having a little fun with you. It's all part of the rivalry.
Sorry, go ahead.
Sure, my bad. Well, how can we bury the hatchet on that issue?
At a local Waikiki bar.
Now you're talking my language. What's the game plan?
What happens? I tell you what happens. Blam! They on us like there's no tomorrow. High school chicks, university chicks, it don't matter. They acting sweet, all smiles. Sure, you can have my number, baby.
Wow. That sounds just fantastic. I had no idea you rolled like that.
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
Ouch. You really just hurt my feelings, Mr. President.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, judging by the Secret Service member over there tapping on his watch, I'd say it's time for you to get back to D.C., Mr. President. But before you do, I couldn't help but notice you've got a bag of burgers and fries, and I'm really hungry. Do you think you could share the wealth just a little?
Damn it. That's just how white folks will do you. Buy your own damn fries.
Right, yeah. Okay. Well, then, bye. Thank you again for being here.
Later. Bye.
Well, everybody knows that this is all satire, so I got to make that disclaimer. I don't want Secret Service showing up at my door.
God damn you.
I know.
No, they actually think I went there.
Way to go ahead and just... Hey, man, we're living in a society where we have to sue McDonald's because they serve me hot coffee. You know, you got to cover all the bases. That's all I'm saying. Yeah,
I heard at Michael Jackson's house, he doesn't serve him hot cookies. Or hot cookies, hot coffee. Fuck.
Cookies. Give him hot milk.
I would like to present the theory that he is not really dead, just faked it so he could sell the shit of this new movie that's gonna suck.
Same thing happened with Elvis and Tupac.
Wait, I'm more concerned. Some of the best music of all time, though, so fuck off.
No, Thriller was an awesome album, but he's a little fruitcake. So fuck off.
Whatever. I'll defend all right. To the death.
I'm gonna let you finish. But Thriller was one of the best videos of all time.
That's what you said? Well, I said it was an awesome album.
I wasn't interrupting you, I was interrupting him.
It's my humble opinion that I should have won Video of the Year.
Speaking of jackasses,
right?
Well, it's not a matter of, it's a matter of, you just, oh, in the club, I mean, and so.
Kanye West, everybody.
No, it's on the thing, dude. You were just reading, right?
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time. One of the best videos of all time.
Well, I think we'll be back in a few moments with some other awesome pub show items.
We're going to get more beer.
You guys know pubshow.net, obviously. If you're listening to this on some other website, go to the pubshow.net. Give us some clicks on our ads because that's how we make money. And Facebook.
We made $20. Somebody clicked on an ad.
Heck yeah.
And did something or other. And next thing I know, I got email that said we made $20. Now I don't know where the
thank
hell
you
that
somebody.
$20 went.
Oh yeah,
I think it was just a credit to the website. So
but
when I renew, it'll be $20.
Oh,
cheaper.
That's good. That's good.
Right.
But thank you, somebody.
Yeah,
someone out there.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, we'll be back. We'll be right back.
sit stolen. The drinkers need the favorite vendor. Tasty kick-off sausage splendor. The little man behind the car. Police can't catch him cause he's way too smart. Smell of mustard in a big umbrella.
This is the Pub Show News.
Some current event kind of thing, you know.
This shit will be on the Discovery Channel.
What the hell are you talking about?
I don't know, I wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just going on there, pointing, click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Pub Show News. Pub News, as we like to call it. This is a segment where we talk about news clips that we find on the internet.
Yes.
So, the latest clip that I have, hippo eats dwarf in Bangkok. A hippopotamus swallowed...
It is Bangkok.
Bangkok. Hippopotamus swallowed a circus dwarf in a freak accident, in quotes, in northern Thailand, according to a columnist for some newspaper. The column reported a circus dwarf named Odd died recently when he bounced sideways from a trampoline and was swallowed by a yawning hippopotamus waiting to appear in the next act.
That's like a fucking cartoon. That didn't happen.
It said more than 1,000 spectators continued to applaud wildly until they realized there had been a tragic mistake. That's exactly what I thought. That's just like, what happened, like Looney Tunes.
Yeah, exactly. That's like the hungry hippo thing. Yeah, yeah. That shit doesn't happen.
Hungry hippos.
I mean, I know dwarfs are small, but they're not that small.
Right. And hippopotamus doesn't have. I mean, they got teeth.
Yeah, I mean, they got some big-ass mouths, and I guess they can be violent.
Well, yeah, I've heard that, but it's like charging people, not like devouring them whole.
Yeah, well, they're protecting their young in the wild.
Yeah. What you got, Abe?
Well, it's a freak accident, so obviously the hippo didn't try to eat the guy. He was yawning, and the guy jumped and basically swished, you know, slam dunked right into the hippo's throat and stomach.
Right.
You got to wonder how long that little guy lasted in there.
Oh, right, seriously. Dude. You think he's just in there like punching and fighting his way out?
What is wrong with
these
people in Bangkok that they can't go cut him out of the hippo?
Right. Yeah, you'd think, well, according to this, it sounds like people noticed that it was like a thing. Like,
well, I would imagine there's more
the people
performers
running the
at the
show.
Right, the people that know what's going on. But dude, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they're all high on peyote or something. And they're like, dude,
opium.
This is sweet.
They're probably opium. What are they doing in Bangkok? Besides feed people to hippos.
All right. Well, that wasn't good enough for you. We got more than that. Okay. So we got the.
What's up? What do you got?
The hippo eats.
Show
dwarf.
Me that cheddar. Right.
Man slaps stranger's crying kid.
Nice.
I heard about this.
Dude's
this
a
is
hero.
A Gwinnett County man is in custody accused of slapping a stranger's crying toddler in a Stone Mountain Walmart on Monday. This is from a couple September. So yeah, it's a little bit late. Whatever.
Last month.
So, mother of a 2-year-old told police that they were both walking in the aisles of this Walmart when the 61-year-old man approached and said, "If you don't shut that baby up, I'll shut her up for you."
Obviously, she didn't shut the baby
right.
up.
Right, yeah. Because a few moments later,
a man like that, seriously.
A few moments later, in another aisle, Stevens, this is the man, grabbed the 2-year-old and slapped her across the face 4 or 5 times.
Wow. Hey man, as long as you got to know there's going to be some repercussions for that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You might as well get your licks in.
Yeah, the dude went off.
You know what it probably sounded like in his head?
I'm gonna shut this fool up for good.
Yeah,
that's way better than I thought it was gonna be.
He told the mother, "See, I told you I'd shut her up."
Quit your jibber jabber.
Was the child still conscious?
Yeah, I don't. It doesn't say anything about that. It doesn't say that there were any injuries. 2 years old.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it says the 2-year-old victim sustained slight redness to the face, according to
the report. Yeah, see, I mean, it's 2 years old. I can take it.
No video footage, so maybe it's all made up. I mean, who knows?
I don't know. How often have you been in a store and wanted to do that to some crying kid?
Not to a 2-year-old, though.
Well, not to a 2-year-old. It's annoying. I'm not saying I've never had the urge to go up and slap the kid, but it is annoying.
And usually and if you slapping or hitting anybody produces more noise.
Right.
Yeah, true enough.
But if you get this falling down, you know, type of guy...
You know what would have been actually kind of funny, you know, since it didn't happen to us, and you know, I don't want to promote violence against
2-year-olds.
Why not?
But he should have just shoved a sock in that fucking kid's mouth.
A dirty sock.
Ooh. Just opened a can of Oreos and be like, here, have an Oreo.
You know what? There's a positive solution to a shitty problem.
Right.
Just give the fucker an Oreo.
Yeah. Right.
Get him a juice box.
Right.
You're in the grocery store. You're in Walmart. Or, here, suck on a juice box. You
know. Be a parent, or just be, you know, compassionate to the fact that it's a 2-year-old and there's not much you can do with a 2-year-old.
Yeah, obviously the guy's a curmudgeon.
Right, sounds like it.
Either way, what's up?
What's next? What's next?
Well, we're gonna move quick on this one. This might be a little slow, so bear with us. This is the top 13 worst marketing slogan translations ever. This comes from CosmoBC.com. Just to give them some props.
Nope.
All right, we're gonna skip this. Well, this is kind of funny. When Parker Penn marketed a ballpoint pen in Mexico, its ads were supposed to have read, "It won't leak in your pocket and embarrass you." The company thought that the word embarazar, meaning to impregnate, meant to embarrass. So the ad read, "It won't leak in your pocket and make you pregnant."
I'm sorry. I'm kind of, you know, sophomoric, I guess. But as soon as I heard, "Won't leak in your pocket and embarrass you," It was already funny.
They just made it better. I'll skip 12 because that's not very funny.
What is it?
Scandinavian vacuum manufacturer Electrolux used the following in an American campaign: "Nothing sucks like an Electrolux."
That's good.
Yeah. But that's good. Like that's me. That's excellent. It's not a mistake. It sounds like it meant to be
Sucking ain't no mistake. That's awesome.
Clairol introduced the Mist Stick, a curling iron, in Germany. Only to find out that mist is slang for manure. So not too many people had use for the manure stick.
The shit stick.
Right. Coors put its slogan, "Turn It Loose," into Spanish, where it was read as, "Suffer from diarrhea."
Wait a minute. When did Coors have the slogan, "Turn It Loose"?
I have no idea.
I must have missed that.
Just in Mexico, man.
You don't drink much Coors, though, right?
But I watch TV.
What's their slogan here? Are they the Silver Bullet?
Yeah, Coors.
Silver Bullet, yeah.
Coors is the banquet.
Rocky Mountain High.
What's Coors Light? Coors is the banquet beer.
Right? Pepsi's "Come Alive with the Pepsi Generation," translated into, "Pepsi brings your ancestors back from the grave" in Chinese.
Dude, you know how many people would be buying that shit?
It makes sense. "Come Alive with the Pepsi Generation." That's hilarious.
That's pretty cool. Well, that's some false advertising. That's pretty cool.
When Gerber started selling baby food in Africa, they used the same packaging as in the U.S. With a smiling baby on the label. Later, they learned that in Africa, companies routinely put pictures of the labels on the labels of what's inside, since many people can't read. So people are thinking it's babies. It's babies.
You're gonna eat your baby.
Wow. Okay.
Awesome.
I'm a robot.
Well, Africa, dumb.
Nice. Colgate introduced toothpaste in France called Q, the name of a notorious porno magazine.
Nice.
Buy some Q. That's kind of like that bacon lubricant that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
I have to post a link to that now.
Yeah. Frank Perdue's chicken slogan, I don't know what Frank Perdue is, but "It takes a strong man to make a tender chicken," was translated into Spanish as, "It takes an aroused man to make a chicken affectionate."
I mean, there's already a choking chicken joke.
Well,
there's
a good video, and we'll link to that on here. A video of a news guy talking to the weather guy about, "It takes a strong man to make a tender chicken." and he like slips up and starts swearing. Have you guys seen that at all?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, we'll put it on here.
I've seen similar videos though.
When American Airlines wanted to advertise its new leather first class seats in the Mexican market, it translated its "fly in leather" campaign literally, which meant "fly naked" in Spanish.
All right.
That, I see where that appealed to some.
Very freeing.
You know, first class, get the windows.
It would definitely increase your chances or decrease depending on your physique of joining the Mile High Club. In my case, increase.
Nice. There are a lot of dudes up there. You are correct. An American t-shirt maker in Miami printed t-shirts for the Spanish market, which promoted the Pope's visit. Instead of "I saw the Pope," El Papa, the shirts read "I saw the potato," La Papa. That's not really that funny.
Yeah,
but it would be really kind of funny if he
ultra sensitive Catholic.
Right. Yeah. The Dairy Association's huge success with the campaign "Got Milk" prompted them to expand advertising to Mexico. It was soon brought to their attention that the Spanish translation read, "Are you lactating?" Nice.
Is this guy for real?
Yes, he is.
General Motors had a very famous fiasco in trying to market the Nova car in Central and South America. N-O-V-A, Nova, in Spanish means "it doesn't go."
You might want to research that.
And apparently the number one on this list of top 13 worst marketing slogan translations ever is that the Coca-Cola company, the Coca-Cola name in China was first read as Coca-Cola.
You can't even pronounce that, can you?
It's a bunch of K's. Coca-Cola, meaning "bite the wax tadpole," or "female horse stuffed with wax," depending on the dialect. Coke then researched 40,000 characters to find phonetic equivalent Coca-Cola translating into "happiness in the mouth."
All right.
Excellent.
We all know what that is.
We talked about Coors earlier, and this is another news topic. We're done with the moving on to the top 10 bad beverage ideas. I won't read them all, but I thought this was interesting. Apparently Coors had Rocky Mountain sparkling water. Didn't sell apparently too well.
If they put alcohol in it like they should have.
Right, exactly.
It'd still be around today.
But you know what? That's, to me, that's kind of like the whole, like chick beer, I guess, if you will. The Zimas and the...
What, water is chick beer?
I'm just saying, like, kind of. I mean, really, that's kind of profound, Froman. Water is chick beer. You are correct.
No, it's not. Mike's, I love water.
Would you buy
water? Is the nectar water, of life?
If there was really good. There was like a,
yours, it's essential.
But if Guinness marketed
water,
Guinness water, would you buy it?
No.
It's just, you know.
I would just turn my tap on.
Right.
Exactly.
Right, and serve it to your friends and tell them it's Guinness water. Okay, and finally, this isn't.
You get an Audi for $389 a month.
It could be kind of funny. Designated driver was harassed at a bar for not drinking. He's the DD. He goes into the bar.
Pussy.
And he's a DD, dude. I mean,
I'm just playing along.
But still, you can't, I mean.
So he's harassed. What happened? Well,
They kicked him out because he wouldn't drink.
What?
And he's like.
The bar kicked
him out? I'm the DD, yeah.
Where is this at?
I don't know. This is, let's see.
Don't touch that dial.
While you're looking up the location.
Florida legislature. It's got to be in Florida.
Charlie's Lounge.
Look the paragraph up. It says the case led by the Florida legislature.
Yeah, there you go.
So it's in Florida.
Well, at any rate, this
alligator
guy.
Fuckers.
It says that he was roughed up and tossed out of a bar because he wouldn't drink. Won a $209,000 judgment against two people in the company that owns Charlie's Lounge. Could you imagine, though, like being kicked out of a bar because you wouldn't drink because you're
it's
the DD?
It's kind of like a surreal Simpsons moment, like, you know, something that happened at Moe's.
Right.
But not ever in real life.
Well, yeah. And it's funny that he got roughed up, too.
Right. What does that really mean? Like,
get out.
Right.
Bash his head in the wall on his
I can understand that from somebody who was like just destroyed drunk, like, oh, my, he beat me senseless as he kicked me out, when really it was like, can you please leave?
Sir, we have a 2-drink minimum. Fuck you, I'm the DD.
Right.
Yeah, I'll have two waters,
man,
please.
I'm serious about that two-drink minimum.
Right. Which, you could get around that, I'm sure. I mean, but you'd think as a...
Actually, there's a local bar. The way they get around it is they're charging $5 at the door now.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, there's no entertainment. It might be karaoke night. Right. But you get two drink tickets.
With your $5
right.
at the door?
Right.
Makes
right.
sense.
Right. Yeah. That's not bad.
That's pretty good. All right.
And, you know, it's for liquor or beer or whatever.
So yeah, it's nice. Better than paying for the shitty house band that is there every week and plays the same, like, 27 songs.
I like Mustang Sally.
Right. Gotta have that.
Mustang. I do it.
Well, that wraps up the Pub Show news. Do you guys have any other news segments that you'd like to drop in
No, you
in
told
here?
Us not to. You had it.
Do you have any news in your life that you'd like to... No? Yeah,
what's going on?
Not really.
No?
The Pub Show presents Touching Tips with Sean Connery. Sean
Connery. Here's a touching tip for you. You never make them touch. Sean Connery. Remember, during battlefield conditions... Two wipes will suffice. Sean Connery. After viewing sexy websites, remember to delete your cookies.
Cookies. Sean Connery.
Remember, when being nominated for an award, sometimes it's nice just to be...
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Yes, you're goddamn right you will. You're a bit of a wanker, and you can never win an award on your own. Not like the award Obama got for getting a piece off your mother. Peace prize. See what I did there.
And your mother was begging Barack to stop.
Sean Connery. Back to the peanut butter crunch. I was reading a story about Captain Crunch.
Did you know Captain Crunch was invented before the cereal ever was?
Makes sense.
They came up with the marketing idea to make... Basically, the commercials, like a one-minute cartoon, came up with Captain Crunch. There was a whole crew of people along with them, other characters. And then after they finalized what it was going to be, the Captain Crunch show or whatever, just the one-minute commercials, then they developed the cereal.
Nice. Smart.
Captain Crunch was nothing but marketing.
Nice. Man, it's some tasty marketing.
It's just like
care.
Most of the music out on the radio today. Right?
Yes. Except the music sucks and the cereal's tasty.
Well, after, you know, 40 years to get that.
Yeah, I mean, so it wasn't tasty 40 years ago?
Well, it wasn't peanut butter crunch back then. You're eating peanut butter crunch. Go eat the regular shit. Kind of boring.
I don't... Crunch berries suck, dude. Crunch berries are gross.
See what I'm saying?
I don't know, but yeah, it's all but the peanut butter.
Peanut butter crunch, baby.
Hell yeah.
Holla. Yo, give me a fist bump.
Oh, yeah. I'll fist bump. Oh, he exploded it. I wasn't ready for that.
I just semen.
Do you have a basket with antlers in it?
Dude, yeah. It's like a family heirloom thing.
It's like Saw up in here.
Yeah.
It's a family heirloom. Those are my grandfather's antlers.
They are. That's where it comes from. My grandpa.
Was he smoking the deer back in the day?
What?
Have you guys ever seen Grandma's Boy?
Oh, no. Either way, he just shot a fucking shitload of deer, and he had all these deer antlers in his basement. When he died, my aunt and uncle had baskets made out of all of them and gave them to everybody.
Oh, so the basket is made of the deer antler.
Yeah.
I thought it was just the deer antler in the basket.
Well, the antlers are the handle.
Oh.
That's impressive.
Yeah. It's like, you know, cool, something you'd go to, like, some little quaint shop and pay way too much money for.
New segment. Rip on the dude. Hey, dude, I like how your whole... rack over there's got like two DVDs, dog.
That's because they're all in boxes. I'm too lazy to move out, dog.
Uh-huh.
I'm too late. I got boxes of them. It's too late. I just haven't moved in yet.
Snap.
So, yeah.
Snap.
You know, you get better stereo imagery if you put the tweeters on the outside.
Oh!
Not if I want to make it smaller and the tweeters are on the outside.
What are you talking about, dude? Aren't the bottoms on the outside?
I don't know. I don't remember.
It looks like the bottoms are on the outside. I mean, maybe it's not.
I didn't think I set it up that way.
Well, it's a small room, dude. Maybe, you know, it brings it in tight.
Don't talk to me about my fucking stereo image, you know?
Find the pegs, man. The rubber pegs on the bottom of the speakers.
Yeah,
oh, snap.
I was just saying.
He's always critical of your speakers, dog.
I got him those speakers, dog.
Nice.
It's like it should be like 500 for 250.
Those nice. Hyundai. Oh, wow, that exploded too. And that amp, dude, you're still rocking that Pioneer? You got a Sony.
Technique
Technique, yeah, it's the that's the gold series.
Yeah, I don't know, I got it for 180 bucks.
Hey, did you want me to hold your mic for you so you can?
I got it for 180 bucks. God, dude.
Sorry, I know you don't want to be bothered with being part of the pub show.
There are a lot of podcasts out there about beer or wine or bars.
It's light, slightly fruity.
The microphone's over there, too.
Sorry.
Shit's weak.
I get a sweetness out of this. Definitely has a sweet flavor to it, and it goes across the palate good. There's a little bit of a warming finish in the end of it, though.
You guys are real crazy.
When you're done figuring out what type of fruit your beverage tastes like, come check out the pub show.
You fucking doozers.
Hey, everybody. The most important thing is that Abe Froman passed out on the couch, and that's cool, man.
He's not passed out. He's just fucking playing pocket pool. Oh, look at that. He put it in his mouth.
What? Hey, roll it, fuckers.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. All those O-bombs are fucking up his indigestion.
That whiskey.
Whiskey? You had whiskey?
Dude, he's drinking so many Jack and Cokes.
Oh, right.
Not like whiskey.
I love it how you said it, though. Like so many Jack and Cokes.
This is the Pub Show. Listen to a podcast at thepubshow.net.
Alright, everybody, that wraps it up for another episode of your favorite podcast, the Champagne of Podcasts.
We are the Champagne of Podcasts.
The pub show.
But the brute stuff, not the good right? stuff.
So it's...
I think we're more like cooks.
Right? This is episode 3, season 2. Check us out if we got any more seasons coming up. I don't even know. You guys think we'll have a third season?
Sure.
Yeah, man.
Think another episode this season?
Oh. What classifies as a season?
Well, I'm thinking year
whatever
to year.
We decide.
Yeah.
There's a lot of podcasts that run season to season, like with the days of the week.
We will not be boxed in by this season shit. We will do a show whenever the fuck we want.
Well, we want to group it together. If we do any random changes or drastic changes, we want to call it a new season.
We're gonna change
it up. We had a new intro music. You said you might be working on. The dude said he was gonna do some new intro music for the show.
When did I say that?
I don't know. I think he just makes shit up.
I think he does too.
So. Catch us next time, you know. Comment on our stuff, man. We love hearing from people, so it's
only if it's positive.
Tell them the Facebook page. Tell them the website.
Yeah, it's thepubshow.com or excuse me, thepubshow.net, and then facebook.thepubshow.net or myspace.com/thepubshow or twitter.com/thepubshow. Basically, go to thepubshow.net and you'll find everything you need.
We can't afford a .com yet. You motherfuckers won't buy any beer pong tables.
No, we could
afford it. It's just somebody else had it.
Oh, no way.
Sell it to us.
Assholes. Yep.
Yeah, they wouldn't either.
They're not even using
it.
It's an Australian company that's, you know, stealing it and just holding on to it.
Yeah.
They're not doing
anything with it.
Oh, dude, come on.
Yeah.
We
should send our international representative, Sean Connery, down there. And
that would be a good idea.
Talk some sense into him.
I think we should. I think we'll probably get him on the phone.
Is this going to be another extended edition?
It always is.
Extended.
Well, we might as well do it.
Well, keep going. Right. Fuck you.
Yeah. Right, fine.
No.
So...
Nah, I'm ready to go. This is Abe Roman. Thank you.
Right?
This is Mr.
Mr.
In DC, thanks for listening to the Pub Show, peeps.
Thanks, guys.